Karen, you know, had a beef with some of the board members, but she also had a beef with some of the board members for other things, because Karen was challenged, for example, by Becky Johnson, who's a board member, not in her capacity on the board, but Karen backed this homeless community resource, this spare change, not real change, hoax, as I call it, this kind of merchant-funded throw paper at the homeless, let them eat paper downtown, which encouraged people not to give away money to homeless people, and instead give them a little yellow slip of paper that says, you know, call this program, call that program, spend your money on the phones, and then get there and find out there aren't any services anyway, because, as I've said repeatedly, there are less than 30 spaces for homeless people to sleep during the most of the fall, summer, and spring in Santa Cruz, and there are more than 500 to 1,500 homeless people. Anyway, Becky Johnson wrote an editorial in the paper about a year or two ago saying that this program stunk, and Karen Gillette didn't like her position, because Karen's pretty close to the merchants who are doing this program, and I think they had a private exchange of letters about it, but, you know, it was, so what? It wasn't about the CCH, but Karen takes a lot of this stuff very personally, and she didn't like what Becky did, apparently. Becky was a board member, and Becky also protested Karen's closed meetings. In fact, this was a more public issue. I guess she and other board members made it a condition of merger that there be open meetings of the board, the new board, the merged board, that Karen Gillette would be the main head of. And I guess this was accepted. I don't know whether Karen specifically objected to this or not. But she announced she was, even after both boards announced they were going to appoint her and it was fine, she announced she was resigning. And the minute I heard this, frankly, I thought, this is not a real resignation. She's engaging in what we call a power play. She wants to terrorize homeless clients who like her, and city council members who rely on her, and merchants who, you know, also use her for controlling homeless people and also trust her, and frighten them into giving her more power. And indeed, she got more power. So when her resignation was rescinded on Friday, we learn that they're going to cut the board down to size, and they're going to give essentially her board veto power over the other board's composition. So in other words, Homeless Community Resource Center will be able to veto people on the other board. It's also true the other board will be able to veto Homeless Community Resource Center people, but that's not relevant because there are no homeless people on the Homeless Community Resource Center board, really. There is one guy, Brian Koepke, who's come back to town. I wonder whether he was flown back to town by the merchants and Karen Gillette. I'm not sure. That's not fair. He may have hitchhiked back. But there hasn't been any homeless person on their board, whereas the Citizens Committee for the Homeless is incrementally better. They've actually had a formerly homeless woman on the board for some time who's been quite critical of Karen Gillette, outspokenly critical. And I think that kind of criticism is, you know, appropriate. I don't think it's necessarily, you don't have to believe it, but the fact that that criticism is allowed to exist is an important thing. Homeless people need to know they can criticize the people at the top without getting evicted from the services or shut down or threatened. And indeed, some of the criticisms about the Citizens Committee for the Homeless that I've heard has been that monitors of the ISSP program have threatened people in the program for simply pointing out abuses, like drug use by monitors, for instance, which, again, as I said, I think the whole drug issue is bullshit and is a complete diversion. But there are instances, if somebody is shooting up with heroin on site, visibly, in front of a family, that's completely inappropriate. And that apparently was a criticism made of an ISSP monitor by a family, and purportedly the ISSP monitor then threatened that family, and the family actually left town. That's been a real concern. People have been really concerned about that, and I think it's appropriate to bring those kinds of things up. Those don't relate to Karen Gillette; they relate to the other program, the other board. And I've been critical actually of both boards at different times. But the business recently of purging the board, which Karen Gillette is trying to do, I think, is bad. It's not wise to remove all critics from the board. And it certainly shows, I think, an overweening and It's yeah, I mean, it seems like an overweening kind of power grab here. Karen is seeking powers she doesn't need, that she shouldn't have, and the city shouldn't give her. I mean, you know, she doesn't like some of the board members. Well, fine. She's got her own board under her thumb. The new board will essentially, they can't really do much without the say of her board. And it's, there's no problem except that she wants, one has to almost say it, absolute power here. And that, I think, is wrong. I mean, you saw this whole instance, this whole situation in miniature on Thursday night when Scott Kennedy didn't show up at this show, instead kind of went over to the Homeless Community Resource Center movement meeting, and they gave her complete power by acclamation. And again, they're using friendly people in the media like Karen Clark of the Sentinel and Kelly Luker of the Metro to push her agenda and to smear her critics. That's the problem in a nutshell as far as I'm concerned. Any thoughts about that, caller? Are you still there, or have you gone to sleep on it?
Hello?
Hi there.
I would bring up the possibility of tactical inappropriateness. And just to pull another couple of lines from the Sentinel, really, from May 22nd, Gillette never made public the comments from CCH board members that offended her. I think that's significant. And previously it stated here, Gillette determined that comments made privately about her by a few citizens committee for the homeless board members indicated that she would have a problem working for the merge board. Okay, and then further on, it says Gillette never made public the comments, and also neither of these articles mentions any names, right? Keep those people off the merge board. This is from the Sentinel Saturday, May 23rd. The decision came after Gillette resigned, saying that she could not work with some members of the Citizens Committee for the Homeless Board. She rescinded that resignation Thursday night after her board made it clear they would try to keep those people off the merge board. What interests me is the ambiguousness of the charges, both in what was allegedly said in private, right? Comments made privately about Karen Gillette, and I'm not calling into question Ms. Gillette's leadership with the Homeless Community Resource Center. And that she should be rightfully appointed head of the new organization that's going to be merged. But I think that this tactic is easily questionable as being inappropriate. And the principle that's at stake here, in my opinion, is the ambiguity of the charges and using the public press to raise the issue without pointing out anything specific about the issue other than, comments made privately. That's pretty intense in my reading, in my thinking.
Well, yeah, I think it's also interesting that I don't think any members of the Citizens Committee for the Homeless or the public were invited to her meeting on Thursday night where they had all these choices. In fact, I think when David Silva talked to her, she explicitly told him to stay away because he'd be perceived as an agent of Robert Norris, myself.
Well, I think that hopefully before this thing comes down, which it looks like is going to be Thursday at 4 o'clock at the Citizens Committee for the Homeless meeting, that publicly, after now there have been two articles alleging these private comments, that the private comments are made public and that the people that made the private comments are made public. And if we're going to start blocking things, by the way, as you indicated before, the Citizens Committee for the Homeless and these homeless resource centers do get government funds, so by some degree they have a responsibility to be above board. And I understand the ways around the Brown Act. Anticipated litigation is one way to get around the Brown Act, and of course personnel matters. Nonetheless, these kinds of open-ended slams about private comments and those people, right, I don't think it's the correct way to go about things in 1998.
Well, thank you. Caller, shall I? Let me give you the rest of the answer on the air. Or would you rather talk some more?
Go ahead. I'll listen to you off the air.
Okay. I appreciate that caller because I want to give other people a chance to call in at the same time on this issue. The problem here is the hypersensitivity of a person in a position of extreme power, Karen Gillette. Karen Gillette, as I've said repeatedly on this show, can do no wrong in the eyes of the city council. And it's got to be said, the Citizens Committee for the Homeless has made lots of mistakes. But so has Gillette. You know, she's made mistakes too. We all should be entitled to make mistakes. What we should not be entitled to do is suppress other people. And as the caller has pointed out, Gillette doesn't like some of the things that certain board members have said privately in meetings, in private board meetings. Well, that's nice. I'm sure I don't like some of the things Karen Gillette has said. You know, I mean, all of us can't like what the rest of us say all the time. In fact, that's what makes democracy thrive. That's what we have as far as diversity goes. People have different opinions on things. The danger comes when one person has sufficient power to remove all her critics from positions of power. You know, I mean, that's really the point. And the problem is going to be that this may well be a done deal. I'm not sure, but it looks like a done deal to me coming down the pike. But for those of you who want to deal with this, I suggest...